thrown it into the cage, and it laid on its back in the cage, dying. And it was such a rare little monkey, they couldn't actually operate on it. So no one knew what to do. All these zookeepers were going, how are we going to save this monkey? And suddenly, Zhang Bangshun, who was the veteran zookeeper at that zoo, stepped forward and said, I know how to save this monkey. And he went up to the monkey, and he didn't perform mouth to snout, or mouth to mouth even, on the monkey. He performed mouth to bum bum.
Can you spare us this technical mumbo jumbo?
he licked the monkey's butt for over an hour, sort of drawing the peanut through the system, kind of like, you know, if you drop a ball in a pool and you have to do that little wavy thing at the corner to bring the wave, to bring the ball back to you. He licked for an hour this peanut out of the monkey, and the monkey survived.
There must have been a point about 45 minutes in where the other zookeepers were saying, Zhang Bangshun, what are you doing?
I think I'd say it earlier than that.
I think he would have looked at them and went, give me 15 more minutes.
I also think we've gone off topic really early in this book.
Yep, yeah.
So meanwhile, in South Africa, scientists finally caught aardvarks having a drink 250 years after the species was first described. It had long been assumed that they got all the water they needed from the juicy bodies of termites, but a zoologist at Nelson Mandela Metropolitan University in Port Elizabeth, Graham Curley, and his team, announced that evidence exists for aardvarks drinking from puddles.
So we've never known them to drink before. This is huge news.
Feels like we just haven't been watching them hard enough. I mean, surely if they're drinking from puddles now, they've always been doing it.
Yeah, it's not like puddles are new, are they?
Puddles have been around as long as water.
This wasn't the only puddle news from the year, by the way. Researchers in Australia found that koalas are now getting their water from puddles. They used to think it was just from eucalyptus leaves, and they've never seen it before, but they think because of climate change, they're now drinking from puddles.
It's a bad year if you're a puddle. Suddenly there are two new massive threats to your existence. James, is there any advice for people who want to drink like aardvarks?
There is. If you can't find a puddle, there's a bar in Exeter that's selling an aardvark cocktail served with real ants. The drink's made with rum, lemongrass and lime, and it's served with an ant chaser. The bar owner, Patrick Fogarty, describes it as crunchy, yet satisfying.
Abdications.
The Japanese emperor wanted to abdicate, but wasn't allowed to tell anyone. Japan's Emperor Akihito is banned from making political statements, including any that suggest that he wants to abdicate. As a result, he had to make a speech very delicately hinting at his concerns about being able to fulfil his duties. The government eventually worked out what he meant and allowed him to step down.
I wonder if they said to him, so do you want to abdicate? And he said, well, I didn't say that.
Pretty much, yeah. He had to be so subtle about it. So, wow. I'm feeling pretty old, guys. And then eventually they sort of figured it out. But there is still a problem for him, which is that he has a distinct lack of heirs. Once the new emperor takes over, there will only be 3 heirs in total, because emperors have to be men, although there is now some debate about this. Some experts are worried that if the youngest heir, Prince Hisahito, has no sons, the 2,600-year-old imperial line will be broken, although Hisahito is only 11, so it is a little early to tell how this will.
And it's a lot of pressure on him, isn't it?
Huge amount of pressure.
That must be the smallest royal family in the world, is it?
Well, actually, I think that the Vatican is technically a one-man elected monarchy, and that is a royal family of one, but I know you disagree, James.
I do disagree, yeah. What about Saudi Arabia? They have a lot, don't they?
I think that's the largest royal family in the world. They've got 4,000 princes.
Whoa.
I know. So just back to Akihito. As a young man, he had a list of 800 candidates for marriage prepared for him.
Wow.
And he rejected every single one of them in favour of someone he met playing tennis. And he's quite an interesting guy. His main interest is marine biology, and he is an expert on the goby fish. And when the goby equivalent of an emperor, the dominant male, dies, he is replaced by the next in line. But if there are no males, then a female will change its sex and take the emperor's place.
Abkhazia.
A country that most of the world doesn't think exists had an election that assumed most of its population didn't exist. Abkhazia is a self-declared republic that's trying to break from Georgia and is currently recognised only by Russia, Nicaragua, Venezuela and, bizarrely, the tiny Pacific island of Nauru. Still, despite the lack of more general recognition, parliamentary elections were held there this year. And technically, elections in Abkhazia are deemed invalid if less than 25% of people vote. But although only 21% of the population voted...